My name is Monica. I am 22 years old, and today is January 31st, and I'm speaking with Jerry, who is my dad, and we are recording this interview in Princeton, Minnesota. Why did you agree to do this interview today?
To help you out.
Can you tell me about our heritage?
Our heritage is we've grown in... We have been in America for a very long time. Our ancestors came from Sweden and Norway, Scotch and Ireland.
So. Okay. So, with saying that, do you know about how long our family has been in America?
At least for two or three generations.
But probably more than that.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? And what were you like as a child?
I grew up in Blaine, Minnesota. I was a pretty normal kid. Rode my bike or skateboard around. I had friends and played outside until it was dark and a street light came on.
You skateboarded?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Who were your grandparents?
Esther Peterson and Frank Baxter. And LaVon and Bob Sorensen.
What about your great-grandparents?
I don't know their names.
Okay. Do you have any memories with your grandparents?
Some. My grandmother on my mom's side died before I was born. So I just knew my grandpa. And on my dad's side, my grandfather died when I was 13.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What about the other ones?
Yeah, I knew them. They passed away, though, when I was in the military.
Mm. What kind of work did they all do that you know of?
My grandpa Sorensen used to retread tires. So, especially for trucks, they would wear the tread off and they would do what they called a retread. I know that he did that, and my grandpa Baxter, I'm not sure what he did. I think just lots of different things. I don't know.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I don't know. I don't really feel comfortable sharing the most difficult moment.
Okay, what about the best moment in your life? One of them, or a few of them?
I always had good moments when I had two kids. And of course, getting married again.
Going back to our ancestors, where were they born?
My grandparents were born in America. As far as their parents, I'm not sure.
Okay. Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Mostly on one side, everybody drank beer. That was kind of a staple thing, and as far as food to eat, I guess beans have to be at every family get together, so.
Grandma's cowboy beans.
Yes, Grandma's cowboy beans. You got it. So, I don't know, on my dad's side, my grandpa really liked to be an outdoorsman person. Hunting and fishing was very important to him, and I felt that knowing that growing up and hearing the stories that I wanted that to be important for my kids also.
So should I get my hunting stuff all situated?
That would be
come hunt with you.
That would be up to you, and if you're okay doing that. For what I remember, you didn't even like watching it get the meat get butchered. So.
No, I don't.
No.
But you had four daughters, so.
I did.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My dad was a very good influence for me. He taught me how to work on cars and that I have to earn things in life and not expect them to be given to me. My dad worked very hard. He worked two jobs when I was a kid to provide for the family, and he did whatever he could to make sure that we were taken care of. And so, otherwise, I'd have to say that was my biggest influence, mostly of all. So, my dad.
And he still works really hard.
He does.
Can you tell me about a teacher or another adult who might have had a big impact on your life while you were growing up?
In high school, I wasn't really into school. Or elementary, I guess. So, when I went to college, though, my instructor did have lots of faith in me that I would do good in the field that I chose to work in. And he was very helpful with learning.
Good. That's what we need in teachers. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I learned nothing's free.
Yeah.
Nothing. If it seems like you get it for free, you're going to pay for it one way or another. Sometimes the payment's not a bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing. So, I found that being responsible for yourself and is a huge thing.
What are you proudest of in your personal life?
I have many daughters. I have grandkids now. Pretty proud of that. Proud of my wife and I and what we get to do and be together. I'm happy about that.
Good thing to be happy about. What are you proudest of in your professional life?
I recently was promoted from service technician to service manager.
I didn't know that.
So that's a pretty nice promotion.
Yeah.
My goal has been when I get in my later years of working that it would not be so much wrenching, but more teaching the next generation that's coming up how to do my job the right way, or things that I was looked up to for people when I first started in my job field was people that were older than me always giving me lots of advice and would show me how to work on things that I didn't learn in school. I thought that was very valuable, and I always wanted to give back that same way.
Would you like to share with the people listening what your job is?
I'm a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning repairman.
And how long have you been in this business?
Almost 22 years.
Yep. Can you tell me a story about a lesson that you learned from your parents?
There's lots of lessons I learned from my parents. I would say that what goes around comes around was a good lesson that I learned. from them. So depending on things in life that you do, there's always going to be a consequence for good or bad what you do. So they always, again, they show me how to be responsible. So.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone who is not with us anymore who you miss a lot?
Yeah, my brother.
And what impact did he have on your life?
He was my only brother. I loved him.
I loved him
very
too.
Much.
I'll see him again someday.
Yeah.
I miss him. Moving on to your military life. What do you remember about the day that you enlisted?
My father was very angry at me for enlisting. He had hopes and dreams of opening up an auto repair business with me, but I didn't have that same dream. I liked working with my dad to spend time with him and learn from him, but I didn't want to do that type of work for the rest of my life. So when I told him that I would join the military, he got very angry about that and took it as if I didn't want to spend time with him anymore, which wasn't the case. It's just that I didn't want to pursue that as a career anymore. And I didn't have money to just go to school for something different. So I joined the military to be able to earn my own way through college and pay for it myself.
So, how did you tell your family and your friends that you were joining the military?
I just told them.
Yeah.
I was kind of excited. I didn't get the same feeling back from them that they were as excited as I. It's like I said, some were upset.
Yeah. Are there any conversations that stand out to you from that time?
Well, from some of my dad's friends, they would try to give me advice because maybe they were in the military. And I listened to the stories that they told, and a lot of the stories that they told was absolutely true, that those things do go on and did happen, and some of them were kind of their own personal experience, and it wasn't really relative, so.
And what part of the military did you join?
I was in the U.S. Navy.
And why did you choose the Navy?
I wanted to see the world. Unfortunately, I didn't really get to go to anywhere, really, other than the United States, so.
Yeah. How did you imagine military life before you joined?
Have you ever seen the movie Top Gun?
No.
Well, that's what I thought it was like.
Describe it to me.
It's a movie about fighter jets and Navy and the fun that they had, and I thought it was all going to be like that.
So then how did your perception change after you started serving?
Boot camp was a shock. But really, when I got to the base where I was stationed at, it wasn't that bad. It was just like reporting to work every day, like I do now, only I had to wear their uniform and do the job that they taught me how to do.
So what was basic training like?
It was 8 weeks of them pretty much teaching you how to listen to orders and not choose not to follow them, because it could be very life or death situation. So pretty much they break you down and then build you up. And that breaking down for some people is a hard thing. For them to break you down to a point where you will listen no matter what. And then after you do that, then they build you back up and they tell you that you are a powerful person. So it's physically wise and mentally wise. They do the both of those things to you. The gas chamber, mass chamber thing, that was kind of sucky. But that was to know, it was good to know that something could be that awfully done to a person, and if you didn't have a mask, then you would be hurting.
So what did you have to do with the gas chamber?
Take your gas mask off and breathe in the tear gas. And tear gas hurts.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Some people threw up. Some people had just snot running out of their nose like you wouldn't believe. Can't breathe. That's an awful thing. That's why they use it to disperse crowds. Nobody wants to be around that stuff. So when you have a mask and they tell you to put it on, there is a reason for that.
Yeah.
That's what they're teaching you.
Hmm. How often did you have to do that?
Just in boot camp.
Like every day in boot camp?
No, just one day in boot camp.
One day? Oh, good. Yeah.
But sometimes people that are in war had to wear their mask all the time.
Hmm.
So if they tell you to wear it, you better wear it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. What are some of the things you remember about adapting to military life?
Well, I learned that you can't be super stubborn and want your way all the time, that you have to actually be part of a whole group. Do everything as a group. Actually, in life later on, it's so true that when people work together as a team, that's just like they work like a group in the military. Working as a team, you get things accomplished. Where sometimes when you try to lone wolf it or do things on your own, you make many mistakes and you don't get things accomplished the way you should. So it's very good, that aspect, to learn how to be a team member with your team at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you leave the military?
Well, my active duty was done in December of 1993.
So what was the process like when you left?
I drove home. I just went, started going to college. It really wasn't a very good transition between the two. Things were a little different back then. I really wasn't aware of my benefits or what I could do, what things I earned or anything like that. So a lot of that was left up to me to try to find out on my own. Nowadays, they try to help veterans a lot better with knowing what their benefits are and not leaving them out there to try to figure that out on their own, which I am super grateful that they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Grandpa pick you up from your last day? Or is that not what that video was?
Grandpa flew to Virginia to drive back with me. He wanted to be with me on the way back home. He was very excited. It was the first time he ever flown on an airplane.
Wow.
He was very nervous. And then, of course, me and my friends took him to Hooters chicken place that night, and he was very worried about going to that restaurant, which was kind of funny because he really didn't like chicken that much, but he sure ate a lot of chicken wings that night.
It's because wings are the best.
They are. So it was funny still, but
what were your first few months of the service out of the service, like your first few months out of the service?
I really wasn't sure if it was just going to be that way. It was hard to a little bit adjust back to normal. I was in school, but I had a hard time paying attention to school. There was so much I wanted to do now that I was home, but still thinking that any day now I'm going to have to go back and report back on the ship. It took a while for me to get used to knowing that I was home for good. My first semester back in school, I didn't do very good. It was hard for me to concentrate. I ended up getting a job at a factory, and ended up getting married. Found out that I got laid off from that job, that factory job, and put myself right back into school then. With a little better knowledge of what my benefits were and how to use them. I wish that I would have, when I first came home, that I would have stayed better in college right then instead of working, because that set me back about 3 years before. And it was a really hard time in my life, a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So hard for me to deal with different emotions and things. Just truly because if I would have known how to use my benefits in the first place, I wouldn't have never made some of those decisions. So, working for minimum wage back then and climbing the pay scale at that factory was, it was something I didn't want to do for the rest of my life, what I was doing there, so I was not happy.
Yeah. So how long was it until you got a job with Minnegasco around that time? Like how?
I got my job there in 1997.
Okay. And you got out of the service in 1993?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you went to that job and you got out of the factory job.
Yep, me too. Not that factory jobs are bad or anything, it's just it wasn't something that I desired in my heart for.
Right. And I think that you do like the job that you have now because you've been in that company for a long time.
Yes.
What kind of jobs did you have when you were a teenager, and what did you do with the money you earned?
When I was a young teenager, I had a paper route, and I saved all my money from the paper route to buy a mini bike. My buddy was super jealous that I had this really awesome mini bike that was like a little mini motorcycle, and shifting gears and everything. He traded me for a snowmobile, even up. And when I was 14, I took my dad's car for a joyride and wrapped it around a telephone pole in the middle of winter. My dad confiscated my snowmobile. He sold it for way cheaper than what I paid for it to teach me a lesson that because I was being foolish and taking his car, that was still his car. So he took my snowmobile in replacement of that car and bought himself another beater car for that same amount of money. Even though I worked really hard, and he knew I did, for that item, it was a good lesson that he taught me.
Did you have to save up more money for another car?
I did, yeah. I worked at a car wash and I worked at a pizza place. I worked at KFC for a couple weeks. I hated that place. I don't know how people can eat that stuff. It's disgusting.
You worked at Toys R Us?
Yes, me and my brother worked at Toys R Us. We both got fired at the same day. We were playing football in the aisle and accidentally knocked down a huge aisle. the store really wasn't open for customers yet. We were setting it up, and they fired us before the store ever opened. We both went to go work at the car wash after that, and it was funny because everybody at the car wash loved us.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, there's lots of favorite memories of you. I love taking you out fishing a lot. I remember when you were probably about 3 or 4, I took you out in the lake ice fishing with your sister, and I told you to stay away from the hole, but your foot was like a magnet, and it went right in it, and then I had to run you home and get you a clean boot, or a dry boot. We didn't catch any fish that day, but the laughs were fun. Your sister would always have to go potty when we got out there anyway, so. But, you know, I always tried to have fun with you guys like that. Another fun memory of you is in the wintertime when I had a snowmobile. Your sisters were always so scared to go on it, but you wanted to go fast, fast, faster, fast. Let's go as fast as we can on a snowmobile and take jumps. And that was my little daredevil right there. I thought that was awesome.
And now I'm afraid to go fast on your motorcycle.
Yeah.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Or any negative events or memories that shaped who you are today?
I think my Christian upbringing gave me good morals. Helped shape who I am. There was things about it, though, that also I had to learn about later that where there was things I didn't agree with that was taught. So, we won't talk about that, but that really helped kind of mold my life, though, as a kid growing up that way, and then as an adult being able to make better decisions on some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Well, yeah, there's been a few of those moments, as I think everybody's got one, and if they could redo their life over, they wouldn't do that one. You know, though, even though they were dumb moments, you learn from them, hopefully.
Yeah.
And move on and try not to correct them, or not try not to do the same thing over again. It's stupid. So learning from your mistakes is important. Yes, I wish I wouldn't have crashed my dad's car when I was 14. But if I wouldn't have, maybe I wouldn't have valued his property as much as I would have valued mine.
Right.
So that was an important lesson.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were young?
I think everybody, when they're young, doesn't realize all the responsibilities that come with being an adult. And as a parent, or as a, you know, as a husband. So when you actually have to have those qualities and have them responsibilities, when you're a kid, you don't think of those things. You just think everything's fun and games. But in life, in reality, can be fun in games, but there's also a lot of hard work, stresses, and different things in your life that you go through. It's all a part of learning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't think anybody stops learning that until the day they're dead.
Yeah.
So.
Don't need to be sorry for that. Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything that you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice that you would like to share?
Love your family. love God. Do what's right. Even if you think sometimes it might be wrong, usually your gut instinct is the right one. And just love people.
Right. Well, that was my last question. Thanks, Dad, for doing this with me.
You bet.
You mean a lot to me.
You mean a lot to me. I hope this helps your project.
It does.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.